This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday?
You know, the last couple of days have been a little bit rougher for corn and beans. You know, it looks like we're going to maybe get a little bit of a rebound here going into the weekend. You know, I think with some of the weather issues we've got going on in the forecast, you know, even though there's going to be some progress over the weekend, I've got to think some of these traders be a little bit hesitant to push the envelope after two straight down days, the way that we've seen them with corn down, you know, over a dime, you know, when you factor in both days. So, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit of a bounce here on Friday. I don't expect any sort of major action, though.
Matt, something we spent some time talking about this week here on our various shows is that, you know, even if we do get a little bit behind planting progress, even if the weather isn't as cooperative as we would like it to be, the technology and the tools that we have to plant now are so advanced that we can get a lot of seed in the ground very quickly. And so that makes a huge difference compared to even just a few short years ago where that wasn't necessarily always the case.
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple of different things. So I agree. I mean, you can get a lot done quickly. You can also mess a lot of stuff up quickly too. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, hey, it's getting late in the spring, Mark. And what do you do whenever it gets late in the spring? Well, you look for every opportunity you can possibly get. Whenever it's April the 10th, you know, it's got to be ideal across the field or you're not going to do anything. And that's just the way it is. You know, but whenever it's May 17th, on the other hand, it's a little different, especially when you have rain in the forecast. So, you know, a couple things come to mind here. I don't think it's just the planting date that the market is concerned with. It's knowing that a wet spring precipitates folks doing things that they don't normally do when you get later in the spring, such as plant into less than ideal conditions. So I do think that even though we're recharging the subsoil, we've got some good moisture throughout the Midwest, that's a great development. But the problem, I think, for a lot of folks is that, you know, dialing back the national yield discussion is probably something we need to do, not just because of planting date, but because some of the agronomic stuff that we're seeing folks have to do since we're getting late enough, you know, here in the spring to get this crop planted.
You are dead on there about recharging the soil here in the Corn Belt. That has certainly gone a long way this spring. Have we gotten those same rainfalls where we need to in those pasture and rangeland areas to get those recharged?
You know, when you look at the National Drought Monitor, it sure seems like you've done so. Other than a pretty decent chunk of that southwestern quadrant in Kansas, there's still a lot of dryness there. We've got some growers in that part of the world, though, that have received some rainfall. It's just they haven't quite gotten enough to kind of do away with that drought situation that they're looking at. So I think overall, yeah, you've healed up somewhat. And I think that's one thing that'll definitely play in as we go throughout this year. Once folks start having to decide, hey, are we going to keep these heifers back, shifting over to cattle just a little bit? You know, or are we going to go ahead and, you know, continue to sell them? Now, whatever they're worth, what they're worth currently, absolutely, you're still going to consider selling them. But I think more folks having the opportunity to keep them will do so. And I think that'll definitely factor in whenever you get into these cattle on feed reports. And I'm going to say, you know, after maybe probably third and fourth quarter, I think you could see some eyebrow raising numbers there.
Let's continue on the theme with cattle and hogs. And what are we seeing there in the protein sector?
You know, whenever you look, for instance, at cattle, they've had a nice little week here, pushing back up on the 200-day moving average, trying to get back above all of the resistance we might see. You know, when you see equities as strong as what they are, it's kind of given a little bit of a tailwind to this cattle market that's kind of, quite frankly, been a little bit noncommittal here, you know, over the last few weeks. And so, you know, I think that if you get with consumer confidence maybe rebounding a little bit, people talking about interest rate cuts, you know, again, there in September, I know there's been a lot of talk about that here lately. You know, I've got to think that the fundamentals of the cattle market, which true fundamentally, this cattle market's just, you know, kind of a beach ball being held under the water, I think, for some folks. At the same time, I think a lot of people saw the haircut we took there a couple of times here, you know, towards the end of the calendar year. And then, of course, March into April, you know, you saw a couple of pretty big dips in this cattle market, which makes you respectful of any rally. So we've been telling our producers, you get yourself into profitability, set a floor in place, keep some flexibility, if you will, but you got to respect these rallies, even though we think we could go up and make new highs maybe later in the year.
And then with the hogs, what are you thinking about the hog market right now?
Well, you look at most of these months in the hog market, and you know, you've kind of went up, and some people are saying it looks close to a double top. I'm not going to call it that. You know, definitely you had a couple of pretty pronounced peaks there, you know, and then we've really scaled back. And then, of course, you know, a pretty good day here yesterday. So as far as the hog market goes, as I've told you several times here lately, I just can't get super friendly, you know, in the triple digits type ball game. At the same time, if this cattle market's going to stay strong, I'm not so sure that you'll see some spillover support coming over towards hogs. And that's something that's been a feature in the past. Yeah, especially whenever steaks get super expensive, you know, people start saying, hey, maybe a couple pork chops on Friday night doesn't sound so bad either. So I do think as you get into grilling season, you should see support across the protein sector. You know, but as far as getting bullish $100 hogs, I'm going to have to see some pretty strong cattle numbers as well.
And here in Iowa, we're getting excited for World Pork Expo just around the corner coming up in Des Moines in a couple of weeks. He is Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Matt, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yeah, it's just AgMarket.net. If they want to go there, they can get a hold of our contact info and the technology we provide folks, as well as the research that we put out multiple times a day.
Thanks so much for the information. We appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
Oh, absolutely. You as well.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. July corn down a half cent at 456 and a half. July soybeans up 11 and a half at 1227 and three quarters. July soybean meal up $2.80 at 370.50. July soybean oil up 46 cents at 44.98. Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at 664 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 3 3/4 at 724 and a half. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3 1/2 at 676 and 3/4. And July oats unchanged at 386 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 60 cents at 179.62. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at 258 even. June lean hogs down 70 cents at 97.67. June pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. And Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 21.02. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.